Good morning, all. Good morning, gentlemen. The Shulchan Aruch says, once you say the Biracha on Yain, it's poter any Yain that comes after. Because that's Pashut Meod, right? Why? We don't really need a Shulchan Aruch for that. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kufayin Dalet, Seif Dalet says, V'chen Yain shel Kiddush poter shebetoch HaMazon. So too, the wine of the Kiddush on Shabbat or on Yom Tov is poter, the yain that you're going to drink in the Seuda. Again, why do you need Shulchan Aruch to tell it? It seems to be very pashut. Why would you think otherwise? That the wine of the Kiddush is not going to be motzi, the wine, during the Seuda? Says the Mishnah Brura, de lo tema, that you shouldn't think, davka yain kodem amazon, de chashiv de ba liftoach hame'ayin, people sometimes, forget about Shabbat, on regular day, they start, like we said, many times you go to a restaurant, and they said, you want to drink something? They start with a drink. I'm not sure why, but probably it opens the appetite. Somebody wants to drink a little wine before the meal. It has a purpose, it has a connection to the meal, meaning on the aspect of eating, it has a connection. You want to drink a wine so that you open the appetite, and you're going to have a better appetite. Aval yain kiddush, deba ikaro lemitzvah. But the kiddush, you're just doing it because of the mitzvah, nothing to do with the meal. If you didn't have to do the kiddush because of the mitzvah, like a regular day, that you weren't thinking of drinking wine at this point, that's only for mitzvah purpose. Who said that's for mitzvah purpose? Since it's unrelated from the practical aspect of the meal. From the mitzvah aspect of the meal, it is related. But for the practical aspect of the meal, mitzvah, drinking and eating, it's not related at all. How do you know that this borei peri hagefen of the mitzvah is poter yain shebetoch ha'seuda? Lo, I would have thought no. Kamash malan de poter. For sure, it's poter. However, Mishnah Berurah adds something else. He says that it now depends on one more point. Imagine you start your Shabbat meal, you have Kiddush, so it will include the wine during the Seuda. But let's say you're not a wine drinker. You rarely open a bottle of wine for dinner or for Shabbat morning, let's say. You just don't. So at the time that you do Kiddush, you don't have Kavanah to include the wine that is Betocha Seuda. Do you have to say Borei Peri Hagefen when you drink wine in the middle of the Seuda? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nireli, Pashut. Says, for me, it's Pashut, evident. De Bedinatenu, he's talking about Poland, Bedinatenu, She'en Anu Regilin Lishtot Yain Betocha Seuda. That we don't have, it's not customary to drink wine in the Seuda. Afilu B'Shabbat, even on Shabbat, people didn't drink wine. Okay. Eno Poter. Then the Kiddush is not covering the wine of during the Seudah if that day you decide to open a bottle. Elaim ken, unless hayada'ato leze mitechila. Unless he had a clear kavana on this from the beginning, it will not cover the wine of during the Seudah. So now it's really something that each one has to see for their own lifestyle. If you usually don't drink wine during the Seudah, now it's the distinction between a regular cup of wine at the beginning and the Kiddush. If it's a regular cup of wine at the beginning and it's connected to the Seuda, then it covers any one of the Seuda, that's for sure. But if you do Kiddush, it's only for the mitzvah. And you don't have Kavanah to include wine during the Seuda. It's not customary for you to drink wine in the Seuda. Then you would have to say, Borei Peri Hagefen, again, during the Seuda.